Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Wake Up Call, in case you missed it.
Well, today's June 15th, everybody, and if you've been paying attention to the news, that means that today California's mask guidance has officially changed.
Okay.
They are advertising this as California's grand reopening.
Okay. What does this mean?
Okay, so let me run over what this means for everybody, okay? Unvaccinated individuals will be required to continue wearing face coverings in indoor public settings and indoor businesses like retail and restaurants and theaters and places like that. Fully vaccinated people can generally resume everyday activities without wearing a face covering starting today.
Okay.
Now, there's five places in California, though, where you might still, whether you're vaccinated or not, be required to wear a mask.
Okay.
Okay, the first one is on, like, public transit, like airplanes and ships,
because it's
trains,
such
subways,
close quarters,
buses. Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
And it's probably recirculated air too.
I'm sure that that's part of it.
Okay.
Schools is another one.
Okay.
But of course, that might change. It probably will change by the time. God, I hope it changes before schools start again. But as of right now, yeah, schools and childcare centers, you still got to wear masks.
Okay.
Healthcare and long term facilities, you got to wear masks.
Sure.
Prisons, got to wear masks.
Okay.
And emergency and homeless shelters. Gotta wear a mask. And cooling centers, too. This is where it gets tricky.
Okay.
Because businesses, they have three options now.
Okay.
And Governor Newsom is allowing the businesses to choose what they want to do. First option, allowing people to, they're calling it self-attest their vaccine status.
Okay, just like say, I have it or I don't.
Right.
Okay.
Kind of like the honor system.
Right.
Because that works real well. Number two, they can implement a vaccine verification system.
Okay.
So you cannot wear a mask, but you got to prove, you got to show your vaccine card.
Right.
Or the third one, everybody still just has to wear a mask.
Okay.
So it's up to the business whether or not they want to do that.
I like that it's being left to the business.
Yeah, I do too. It just, what I feel bad about though is that now, once again, the workers of these businesses are on the front lines and they got to deal with all this stuff.
That's true.
You know, it's easy for like the CEO of a company to just like, yeah, make them all do this.
Yeah.
But then now you're somebody that works at Jamba Juice that has to like stop some Karen coming in without a mask on because the CEO is like, no, everybody still has to wear a mask. And now the Karen's like, I'm vaccinated. Well, can we see your card? Now that's intrusive. You know, so like now, then they're making minimum wage or something like that.
Poor
so,
Jamba Juice.
I know. So, but anyway, it is a step in the right direction.
Now, will you continue to wear a mask?
I will continue to wear a mask until my kids are vaccinated.
Okay.
I've got three kids that are all under 12.
Right.
So until that happens, which they probably won't approve vaccinations for 12 and under until, October, I'm thinking here, September,
no
October.
So I will still I'll continue still. To wear one. Like when we went to Emma's graduation, it was outdoors. We are vaccinated, but it was interesting because like I didn't have my mask on and I kind of started feeling very panicked. Hmm. I felt like, wow, these people are very close to me. And like,
I mean, that's a learning curve.
It is. It's going to be. Yeah.
I was thinking about getting a massage today. Do you think I'd have to wear a face mask when I put my face in that hole?
It depends on the business.
It depends on the business.
Okay. I went to a place not that long ago that she was like, well, you're vaccinated. It's cool. So I took my mask off and enjoyed it. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
But she kept hers on. So, I mean, it's you know, again, it's like an individual thing, which leads me to the one member of the Wake Up Call, which is pissed that we are now relaxing mask options. And it's our own special baby, intern Kevin.
Well, you would be pissed, too, if you just bought some cool-looking mask, okay?
And then this happens. Everybody knew that this was coming. We've known for a long time.
But I'm going to still wear mask. I got cute ones. I got Givenchy. I got Gucci.
You mean Givenchy?
Whatever you say that, I say a different one.
Okay, so you say it the Gucci wrong one. Way. You have a Gucci one.
Where it's like the red print with the snake. It's so cute. And it just came in the mail. I was so excited to wear it. I also have an LV one that's bedazzled.
You know those aren't real, right?
There's no way those are real.
The Gucci one is definitely real.
How much did you pay for it?
$75.
No, you did
yes,
not.
Yes, I did.
No, from where?
Etsy.
You're so bad with your money. You're
what do you
so
mean? That's cute. Like, and paired with my other clothes, it's a great pairing and it's a fashion style.
Kevin, we have seen some. First of all, I've mostly seen you in just a black disposable masks that you got at Costco.
Which is also very slimming, better than the blue ones.
Is that what this is coming down to?
Most of the mask that I wear is to cover my double chin. Yes, I'm going to be
okay,
honest.
There
because
it is.
When I wear a mask, I go from a 7 to a 10.
No.
Wow.
Are you grading yourself on a scale?
Yeah. Without a mask, I would say I'm a 7 to a 6.5.
Wow.
You're down. It's getting worse.
You are so generous to yourself.
You know, that extra chin.
Mm-hmm.
Just packing a lot.
So that's what it is.
Interestingly, you go up 3 points mm-hmm. on the hotness scale just from your chin alone.
Chin and my cheek area.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So if we cover up 60%
of your face.
And the new mask, they cover like part of my nose, so it makes my nose look pointy.
Oh, and you've always wanted
yes,
that.
And I have a bridge now.
Okay.
So,
Kevin, I guess you could still just keep wearing it.
I am. I'm going to say I'm not vaccinated, but I am just to wear a mask.
106.5 The End.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.